Well, hello, and welcome to Muni for Your Money, the Reverse Mortgage Show. I'm Kathy Muni, and I'm a reverse mortgage specialist and senior loan officer at Silverleaf Mortgage here in Denver. And I'm joined in the studio today by my husband, Bob Muni, who is also a senior loan officer and reverse mortgage specialist at Silverleaf. Bob, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
As we always say, they get two munis for their
money
today.
Yes.
So thanks for being here. You know, I direct people whom I speak with so often to listen to the show because it helps for them to hear the misconceptions and the things that are not true about reverse mortgages so that they can gather and learn what really is true. The program has changed so significantly over the years. So the folks who can do a reverse mortgage are people who are at least one borrower is 62 years of age and older. It can be done on a primary residence. So it's okay if they own a second home, but the reverse mortgage can only be done on the primary residence. And it is a total myth that if you do a reverse mortgage, somehow the bank owns your home.
That's still prevalent out there. I've run into otherwise very intelligent and astute people who think that. I've run into attorneys, financial planners, realtors, and very smart borrowers who all thought that. And that's just not true. The bank does not own your home. I had a nationally recognized figure, Don Graves, who's in the reverse mortgage and financial planning world, and he puts it very succinctly. He says, Bob, tell him it's just a mortgage. It's the same paper that you use when you do any kind of mortgage. It's a deed of trust. It's attached to to the deed of your home so that you can't sell it without paying the balance off. It's the same deed of trust that you use for any of the mortgages that are out there, forward or otherwise, and you own your home, not the bank.
That's right. And I've had people who wrongly think that if they do a reverse mortgage, they're either going to pass debt on to their children or that when the home is sold, the bank keeps all the extra equity, and that is not true. We encourage people to have a will and then will the property to their heirs. The heirs do not inherit any debt, and they get to decide if they want to keep the property or if they want to sell it, which is what heirs always decide. And so they can refinance the loan balance or 95% of the appraised value, whichever is less, and they can put that in their own names, which is, paying off the reverse mortgage, and or they can sell the property, and all the extra equity that's left becomes their inheritance. So,
in fact, the federal government in October of 2017 adjusted and lowered, actually, the amount of money that you can borrow of the equity of your home. And the reason for that is they wanted to make sure that under almost all circumstances, that no matter how long the borrower lives in their home, that there's always equity left when they go to sell it. They don't want to see people upside down, and they understand the heartfelt desire to pass money on to their kids through their house. So that is very, very real. If you have not run the numbers recently with the new numbers, give us a call because we can let you know projected what your equity would look like 10, 20, 30 years down the road. And I have yet to see a situation where there was no equity. And that begs a second question. We've talked about this before, about the heirs and the kids and what they think. And most of the time, parents make the assumption, sometimes false, that the kids want the house so badly that they don't want the parents to do anything to it with a reverse mortgage or anything else. And so the parents are kind of frozen and fearful of doing anything because they want to do what they think is right by their kids. And we find so often that that's just not the case. The kids are not sitting there thinking, we want mom and dad to scrimp. We want them to not enjoy their retirement so that when they die, we get the house and all the money.
Yes, that's true. I have never really found any kids who think that. They want their parents to be happy and stress-free as much as possible in their golden years and oftentimes the kids have their own properties, their own homes, and so on. I have run into a few borrowers, though, who have told me, my kids are well off. I don't care what if they get anything.
Isn't that great?
I'm doing this reverse mortgage because we want to do whatever we want to do.
We're going to enjoy our retirement.
That's right. That's right. It always cracks me up. I would like to give a shout out to a couple of great guys, Ron and Dan. Spoke with them this week, and they were just so encouraging, saying that they listen to the show and they like it. And so I told them I'd give them a shout out. So Ron and Dan, thank you so much for your encouragement. Well, Bob, we always tell stories, and I wanted to tell one that just occurred today. I went out just before the show here and got a loan signed. And here's the situation. Mom was doing just fine with her health. She's about 86 and suffered a stroke about 2 weeks ago. So a fella came out and did the documents for the reverse mortgage, but he didn't have a lot of confidence that the home would appraise very well at all. And so, you know, these documents were signed, but it turns out that the daughter is someone who knows me through business. And she called and said, "What do you think of all of this?" So we chatted and realized that with some fixing up, some repairs to the home, some carpet, some paint, they can definitely get the value that's needed to do this loan. Without it, maybe not. But with it, we can. So Silverleaf Mortgage is the only company that will come to your home and look at these things and address it all before the appraisal. We want to make sure they can get the highest appraised value so that mom can access the most cash and the most the largest line of credit. And so I went out this morning and they signed the loan with me. We're going to move it forward very quickly. It was interesting because one of the things that the daughter said to me is, "Wow, I learned more in 10 minutes from you than I did from 2 weeks working with this other lender." So
we're just that good.
Well, we are the top reverse mortgage broker in the state of Colorado by volume, and we're in the top, 63 in the nation right now. And this is year over year. We just continue to be up there because we have a lot of experience and because we offer this ability to get some things done to help you get the highest appraised value. Nobody else does that.
And we don't normally talk about this, but to give a little bit of backstory about Kathy and myself, we come from a background of education. And so we've got the heart of teachers. And what we like to do is explain and make sure, and we've got the gift of being able to do that. Not everybody can take something that could be complicated and make it understandable. And so we do that. And not just educators, but we've also been in vocational ministry. So that couples with our heart to teach and our desire to serve and love people. You got a great team here.
Well, yes, I think so, too. We're also A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. So give us a call. My name is Kathy Muni. The number is 720-458-4041. That's 720-458-4041. Give me a call. I'd love to hear your story, and we'll just get you the information that you need to make a wise choice, a good decision. If a reverse mortgage is not the best decision for you, that's fine, but you owe it to yourself and your family to know the options and the facts and then, you know, make that choice. Bob,
why don't you tell the story of how the life of the client we just closed that Matt did such a heroic job with?
Oh, my goodness. Yes. Oh, my goodness. So
you talk about changing people's lives.
Yes. This is a fellow up in Brighton area. Bless his heart. So, you know, he has always done well in his life, but a couple of years ago he was diagnosed with Parkinson's, and so he couldn't work anymore. Because he was self-employed much of his life, his Social Security check was like $700 a month. I mean, just very, very little. And he owned the house free and clear because he inherited it, but was not able to do any repairs on the home. So though he had two boarders in the home to help with expenses, the plumbing stopped working. There were roots in the lines between the house and the street, and they couldn't repair it.
Carpet was pretty disheveled, plumbing issues.
Yes, plumbing issues for sure. Electricity, they had actually ripped out all of the carpet and thrown out the bedding and the clothing and everything because there was a bed bug infestation going on. So when Matt discovered this guy just in dire need.
And he'd been told by more than one reverse mortgage folks, we're not touching you.
Exactly. But Matt wasn't having any of that. So he went in and got the bed bug treatments done, carpeting, paint. There was two, you know, those big roll-offs that you get that are just huge.
Dumpsters,
yeah. There was that much stuff in the backyard that was thrown into those dumpsters and hauled away. And so we were able to close this loan. This gentleman now has money to pay his bills. The plumbing is fixed. The electricity, the house is clean.
And the roof.
And the roof is done. I forgot about the roof. And beds were purchased for them, and so you know, what a life changer, and what a wonderful feeling it is for us to be able to, to help somebody out like that. And really, I don't know what other alternatives he might have had. Probably.
So we've got a great team, and Matt's got a huge heart, and you know, we work with folks that'll often delay being paid until closing.
Yeah.
And since we know how to do that, we've been able to come in and get things done when other lenders have just said, I'm not doing that. That's too much work, too much risk, and we don't want to even touch it.
Yeah. In fact, there's another story of another gentleman who a national lender actually called us because they know we do this, and they said, here's a guy who needs help, but the folks who were working with him, you know, another local lender, yeah, said they saw his house and they said, no way, we're not helping him. So the national lender with whom that guy was working calls Silverleaf Mortgage and says, can you help this man? And so absolutely, we went out there. He needed paint. He needed some closet doors. He needed, I think, some flooring. But
a lot of elbow grease.
Yeah.
And Matt actually did a lot of the work.
He did. Matt is the president of our company, and he went out and did the work. And so we were able to close the loan and help this guy. And the fella's car had broken down a couple weeks before, and he had no money to get it fixed. We got the loan closed. He had the money to get his car fixed. So just happy ending.
Sounds like lives being changed, lives that have gone over the brink into kind of disaster,
right,
that have been resuscitated with a new breath when you have money, your house is fixed. I mean, how depressing that would be if you had no hope.
Yeah, and you're stuck. So if that's you, if you have some deferred maintenance on your house, if you think, this house could never get appraised very well, give me a call. My name is Kathy Muni, 720-458-4041. That's 720-458-4041. And you know, Bob, I closed a loan this week. Another fella that was kind of in that position, he had a big crack in his ceiling from a place where a chandelier had been hung. He had a beam in the back of the house that was just rotted, needed to be replaced. And he had gotten a foreclosure notice in the mail because he hadn't made his payment in 4 or 5 months. And we were able to close that loan from start to finish in 17 days. So his house didn't get foreclosed on because they got paid off. The repairs were done, and he got some money back. And his property taxes and insurance will be paid for years to come. He's just sitting pretty now.
You know, a lot of people are intimidated at the thought of a loan, a home loan, a mortgage, because they hear all of these stories about how rigorous it is, and if you've got bad credit, don't even think about it.
Yeah.
And that's true mostly for regular forward mortgages.
Right.
But it's not for reverse mortgages.
That's right.
If you're in foreclosure, we can help. If you've had a lot of late payments, we can help.
We very
much can. If you've missed your mortgage payments, like you said, right up until the day of closing, we can help.
oftentimes we can. You know, it's worth a phone call. But, I really encourage you, don't let it get that bad.
No.
If you can call before all that happens, maybe you can see it coming down the pike. So if that gentleman that we saved from foreclosure, if 5 or 6 months ago he could kind of see how it was going to unfold, and had he called then, it would have gone much better for him. I mean, you know, it went well.
Worked, yeah.
It worked. But it could have been even better. So it would, you know, it's good to not put things off and go ahead and look into it.
You know, you mentioned about a gentleman with Parkinson's. We've had the very good fortune of meeting some folks with Parkinson's that have had us come speak at their group down in Colorado Springs. And I think we've done a handful of loans for folks with Parkinson's. And it has been a wonderful peace of mind for them because they know that they've got resources. And sometimes, dealing with that is costly. Mm-hmm. You have house modifications. You've got other things that might be needed. And if you take advantage of what we can offer with accessing the wealth that you put into your home, and this is just the way to withdraw it, if that sounds like it's something you want to know more about, give us a call, because we've got lots of stories of people who have benefited and have put this in place because they think that in the future they're going to need it and they didn't want to wait. And that's the smartest thing to do.
They're going to need the money, and so they don't want to wait. Because if you do a reverse mortgage now, your line of credit, if there's a line of credit, and the Parkinson's folks you're talking about, I remember them. There was a significant line of credit for several of these folks. And that line of credit begins to grow at about 5% a year, compounding annually. So even if the money is not needed now, in 3 years, 5 years, 10 years, the money might be needed, because Parkinson's is one of those diseases that seems to progress. And they know that they have that money for any purpose, and it's not taxable. So many of the retirement accounts, when you pull money out, you're going to be taxed on it, not with a reverse mortgage.
Or it might be a really bad time to pull money out of whatever account it is.
Yeah, yeah. And then you're kind of sunk if the market's low and you still have to pull money out. So this is a great sort of a safety net, a way for the folks to have a growing line of credit that's sort of like a growing retirement account. Guaranteed growth, by the way. It's not affected by the markets. But, you know, another reason that folks do a reverse mortgage, I'm going to go see some folks in a day or two here. And this is a situation where the gentleman is like 82, but the wife is like 56. He's concerned about her. If something happens to him and he's still working, bless his heart, she won't have the income to be able to make the mortgage payment to stay in the house. So he's saying, you know what? I want to set this up so that I know that my wife can stay in the house without a mortgage payment, and she will be just fine if anything happens to me. And so that just makes really good sense to protect the younger spouse.
I want to share a story, too, because you had me think of a situation that I'm in the process of helping these folks that were referred to me by a financial planner. And the situation is that mom, living in the family house that's been there for decades, had a stroke and had to go into a nursing home. And there was no money to deal with that. Well, it happened that one of the daughters is on the deed. And so she is selling her place, moving into the house because she's already on the deed. She happens to be over 62, and she's going to take a reverse mortgage out because it's mom's house, but she's going to take the reverse mortgage out and live there to care for mom with the money that's in mom's house.
Yeah,
and
you know.
I thought that was really creative, and that's perfectly fine. As long as you're on the deed, you can do that. What you do with the money is yours. In this case, she's paying for mom.
Right. And I had a client like that about a year ago. Same exact scenario. And the daughter moved into the house. They did the reverse mortgage and cared for mom in a nursing home with the proceeds. So,
Right.
yeah, it just...
And the mom doesn't have to live there.
Right, because she's not doing the reverse.
She's not doing the reverse.
She's not. She's not. There's another scenario that came up this week. I'll be signing the loan with these folks next week. The gentleman is in his 70s, and he has a reverse mortgage already. But his wife, who's also in her 70s, is not on that reverse mortgage. And they want to get her on so that if anything happens to him, she is protected and she can stay in the home. Right now, because she's not on the reverse mortgage, when something happens to him, she will be needing to sell the house and move out, you know? And that's just not a scenario that the two of them want. So they're going to refinance the reverse mortgage and put her on, and that way she's protected. So again, it makes sense. Now, people who already have a reverse mortgage can refinance their reverse mortgage. We do it all the time. And oftentimes, it's in order to tap into more equity. So either they need some money to maybe, you know, do whatever they like. Oftentimes, it's pay off high interest credit cards. Or they just want to know that they have a line of credit. Perhaps they've used up the line of credit that they had from years ago when they first did the reverse. But now property values have increased significantly. And when we look at those numbers, we see that we can benefit them significantly, not just a little bit, because then we can't do the refinance. We have to show that it's a true benefit. Mm-hmm. But when you do that, you can start this line of credit and have that resource for down the road.
There's a whole nother way to look at doing this. I've just took an application today from somebody I've been talking with, and he and his wife are in a house that's too big for them, substantial value, and life threw them some curves. So their credit is not stellar. It would take them at least 2 to 3 years to restore their credit to do a forward mortgage, a regular mortgage. So they thought they were trapped because they had some serious issues. And so we got to talking, and he's putting his house on the market in a week or two. And what's going to happen is he's going to pay off all of the debt, including some serious liens that are on the house. And he's going to walk away from the table of the closing on his current house, paying off his loans, some serious issues, and have enough cash to do a reverse mortgage for purchase. Now, you might think, I didn't know you could buy a house with a reverse mortgage. Absolutely. And what that does is able to essentially almost double the money that you have in your pocket with buying a house. So if you're looking at buying if you have $250,000, you're looking at buying somewhere around a $400,000 to $500,000 house without a monthly payment.
Right.
And there's another feature that some people really like is you can create in a reverse mortgage with the HECM. You can create what is on a forward mortgage, an escrow account to pay your taxes and insurance. And so these folks that are going to be buying a house, they said, you mean we can just put a little bit more money down into the deal? And then we don't have to worry about paying taxes and insurance for the next 20 years. And
yep.
I said, exactly. So they said, done. We'll pay that extra at closing. So they're paying the down payment and they're prepaying all of their taxes and insurance for the next 20 years. Now, if something happens and they're not in the house all those years and there's money left in that, they get it back. But in the meantime, they don't have to mess with it.
Right. They don't have to worry about it. It's a really liberating thing. It's worth looking into. My name is Kathy Muni. I'm at Silverleaf Mortgage. The number is 720-458-4041. That's 720-458-4041. Give me a call and let's look at your scenario, your numbers, and see if this is something that makes sense for you. You should know your options, we always say.
And you know, a lot of time there, like we had talked about, that there are some myths out there and that there's residue of people's emotions and thoughts that are not always positive about reverse mortgages. And some of it is valid, but most of it isn't.
Right.
And if it was valid, it was past tense because the federal government has stepped in and made some very profound changes that made it a great product. It's really a great product. So here's my word of encouragement to you is don't make decision based on other people's misinformation.
Right.
Don't listen to what to people that may not and likely don't know what they're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And so you don't want to be, you know, held captive to making a decision that otherwise could really benefit you because somebody doesn't know all the facts. You get the facts and you make the decision based on your needs. And like I said before, our main job is to educate and let you know what things look like, and you decide whether it's a good fit or not.
Right. You and your family. We talk to kids all the time because we want everyone that you want to know, we want to explain to. You know, I do have some people who go, don't tell my children. I'm doing what I want to do. Okay, fine. But if you do want your children to know and hear about it, we do talk with them. We talk with attorneys, financial planners, yep, accountants, you know, you name it. Anybody who needs to know, wants to know, you want them to know. We're happy to answer questions. And that's just the right way to do business, right?
We're doing a loan right now with somebody who said, I want my financial advisor to look over all this. I called him back and said, he said, great, let's go do it.
That's right. That's right. That's typically the answer. Absolutely. So, you know, we just have a great deal of fun being able to help people. It's so rewarding. And if that's you, if any of this has resonated with you, or you, especially if you've been turned down by another lender, if you've had an appraisal that has been on the low side, so it didn't work, give me a call. There are so many times that we're able to help where no other lender has been able to, or they just abandon you and you don't even know why. So, you know, it's worth calling Kathy Muni at Silverleaf Mortgage, 720-458-4041. And let's talk about your situation and your scenario. Love to be able to talk with you. Have a wonderful, wonderful week. And God bless.